Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference. So today's class will be given by Her Grace Kirtida Sundari Mataji on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by Sri Raghunandan Das Thakur. And this will be with Gaudiya Bhashya. Thank you, Kirtida Sundari Mataji. Please take over the call. Or should I have Priti Vilasini Mataji to introduce you? Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Please. I don't need any introduction, Mataji.
Mataji, hold on. This has come from Kamodiki Mataji's mouth, right? So we'll just have a quick introduction for Kirtida Sundari Mataji. Her Grace Kirtida Sundari Mataji is an integral member of our Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference, and everyone knows her. Actually, it is a great fortune to be giving her introduction. She is one of the core members on whom the energy of the entire Bhakti Sangha group rests. She was introduced to Krishna consciousness in 2009, and she got her first initiation in 2011 and her second initiation in 2013. She's a wonderful disciple of His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj. She's a seasoned, ripened fruit in Krishna consciousness. And this is evident by her confidence in delivering lectures, her humility in conduct, and her indisputable knowledge in the Shastras and her strict following of the instructions of her spiritual master. Her power-packed classes are very convincing and loaded with take-home lessons that one can easily apply in everyday life. And people who have been with her, even for a few minutes, they would know the amount of energy that she carries with her. She can make everybody happy in her presence. Her whole family is fully immersed in Krishna consciousness. Her husband, His Grace Ajay Govind Prabhu, is a great preacher and uses his photography skills from time to time. Her son Ujjwal Prabhu is an excellent kirtanier and a serious role model for youngsters. So he is shown by his knowledge, character, humility, and loads of other good qualities how a youngster should behave himself. So everyone can take him as one's role model. And I would proudly say he's one of the future leaders of ISKCON. Very soon he will be. So we are very happy to have Kirtida Sundari Mataji, who's a great counselor, who guides different devotees, both in her area in Hillsborough, as well as several devotees around the world. She is very actively involved in the temple of Radha Golukananda, where she is engaged in very elegant deity dressing, very beautiful deity dressing, impeccable pujari services, opulent bhoga offering, and giving inspirational classes. She conducts several Bhakti Vriksha classes, and she is one of our main speakers, organizers, and everything in Bhakti Sangha. So here we go with Kirtida Sundari Mataji. Hare Krishna.
So much, Priti Vilasini Mataji, for this detailed and exaggerated introduction. I really don't deserve anything what you said, but pray that whatever you said, we all may basically qualify. And so without further delay, let's start our Chaitanya Bhagavat, whose discussion is much more important. So we'll start now, and before that, I really, in advance, ask forgiveness from each and every one of you. I'm not feeling well, so in between I may cough or I have to take a sip of water. So please forgive me for that. So thank you, everyone. Thank you so much, Kamodiki Mataji. Thank you so much, Priti Vilasini Mataji. I was shocked that as soon as Kamodiki Mataji said, you were ready with the whole intro. As if you know that you are supposed to give the introduction.
No, Mataji, there's a feature on WhatsApp where you can search. Mataji, yeah, we all understand you're not well, so don't overstrain yourself, but please continue with the class. We're waiting to hear from you.
Yeah. Thank you. And thank you, each and every one of you, for joining. Your presence is the most inspiring thing for the speaker as such. And today, you seeing all of you on the call is inspiring me. Maybe I'll be able to deliver something relevant to the topic. And I really seek prayers and blessings and wishes from each and every one of you so that I can deliver the right message as being delivered by Vrindavan Das Thakur, as being, you know, written detailed purport by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So I may be able to relate the same message. So I really seek blessings, wishes and prayers. Vancha kalpata rupyascha kripa sindhu vayivacha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha nanant koti vaishnavrindiki jaya. Okay, let's start. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpata Rupyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivaskadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalum Pangum Langayate Giram Yat Kripahatam Ham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Shri Paramananda Madhavam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Ishwaram Guruve Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Anande Lila Mayave Grahaya Hema Bhadevya Chavi Sundaraya Tasmai Mahaprema Rasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste And now we will sing the one invocation prayer of this Chaitanya Bhagavat. So we know that Chaitanya Bhagavat is written by Vrindavan Das Thakur. And he wrote a very beautiful introductory verse, which is also known as the Nandi Shloka, which is also the invocation prayer to invoke auspiciousness, and where he glorifies both the brothers, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. So, you know, every time, whenever we should start this Chaitanya Bhagavat, we should sing this verse. Very famous verse, I know you all must be knowing. Ajanulambita bhujau kanakavadhatau Sankirtanikai pitarau kamalayataksau Vishvambharau dvijavarau yukkadharmapalau Vande jagat priyakarau karadavatharau With that, I'll just read the translation, but the detailed will definitely come as we go through this Chaitanya Bhagavat. He's saying, I offer my respect to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to Nityananda Prabhu. So Nithyananda Prabhu is the revered spiritual master of Vrindavan Das Thakur. Vrindavan Das Thakur took initiation directly from Nithyananda Prabhu. So he is offering his respects to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. And he's saying, whose arms extend down to their knees, who have golden yellow complexions and who have inaugurated the congregational chanting of the holy name. Their eyes resemble the petals of a lotus. They are the maintainers of all living entities. They are the best of brahmanas. the protectors of religious principles for this age, and they are the benefactors of the universe and the most merciful of all incarnations. Don't worry, this verse will be done in detail either today, if time permits, or tomorrow. Okay, so right now we can just focus on the verse itself. So on that note, let's begin. So Chaitanya Bhagavat. Yesterday we have a very beautiful class by His Holiness Bhakti Sundar Goswami Maharaj, where he basically summarized the entire Chaitanya Bhagavat, especially the childhood Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he, you know, one after the another, you know, the pastimes of Mahaprabhu were just flowing from his lotus mouth, which was so, it was such a, so pleasing to our ears. It was so beautiful. At least I like it. So, but today we'll go a little deep into about the author. Who is the author? Who is he? And how he wrote Chaitanya Bhagavat. So we know that there are several authorized biographies of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right, we have Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is written by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and by Mahaprabhu's mercy, we have so-called completed, because Chaitanya Charitamrita is not a scripture that we read once and that's it. It has to be read daily. But, you know, officially, verse by verse, we have completed in this Bhakti Sangha by the wishes, prayers, blessings of each and every one of you in your association. Another book is Chaitanya Bhagavat, which we are starting today, and which is the book which is written by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. Then we have Chaitanya Mangal, which was written by Srila Lochan Das Thakur. Then we have Chaitanya Charit, which is basically some Sanskrit verses, but written by Murari Gupta. And then we have Prema Vivarta, which is written by Jagananda Pandit. So we have a lot of these authorized biographies of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in these different books. So today we are starting with Chaitanya Bhagavat, which was written by Vrindavan Das Thakur, who was the son of Narayani Devi. So in Panchatattva, we know that there are five personalities, right? And we what's the verse? Panchatattvatukam Krishna, Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam, Bhakta Avataram Bhakta Akhyam, Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. So in that Bhakta Akhyam, the so-called to be called as a devotee is Srivas Thakur, right? And he is, he was actually staying with his family, with his wife Srimati Malini Devi, and he was staying in Srihatta, right? And he also has three brothers, Sripati, Srinidhi, and Sriram. So one of his elder brother, son, and elder brother's daughter was Narayani Devi. So Srivas Thakur's niece was Narayani Devi, whose son was Vrindavan Das Thakur. So they were staying in Srihatta, but later they moved to Navadvip, and they were just the neighbors of Mahaprabhu. Like they were stay very near in Navadvip only, and they would stay very near to Jagannath Mishra and Shachi Mata's home. So Narayani Devi basically grew up in the house of Srivas Thakur. And in her childhood only, Narayani Devi got immense mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially during Mahaprakash Leela. So in Madhya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have read in detail about the Mahaprakash Leela of Mahaprabhu, what he did. You know, mercy was given. The first person who got the mercy in Mahaprakash Leela was a maid servant of Srivas Thakur, and her name was Dukhi, and how she would bring a lot of pots to bathe Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and later Mahaprabhu called that from today onwards, you are not Dukhi, your name will be Sukhi. And later we know how Srivas Thakur, Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur, Murari Gupta, Gangadas Pandit, Shukalamba Brahmachari, they all got mercy in that Mahaprakash Leela. And lastly, what happened when everybody got mercy, there was a huge bhoga that was brought for Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu was sitting on a throne. He was basically sitting where the Shaligram Shilas were on the throne of in the temple room of Srivas Thakur's home. And Mahaprabhu was sitting, and you know, the huge bhoga offering was brought, and Mahaprabhu honored that. And after honoring, he called Narayani Devi. She was just 4-year-old girl. And he called and he personally fed, you know, his remnants to Narayani Devi from his own lotus hand. And since that day onwards, every day Narayani Devi would get the remnants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come to Shivas Thakur's Angan, to his home, and in his Angan, they used to do Namasankirtan, right? So it was an everyday affair till Mahaprabhu took sannyas and he went to Jagannath Puri. But till that time, she would, every day she would get the mercy, the remnants of Mahaprabhu's of remnants, you know, she would get that. And later, Mahaprabhu took sannyas and he left Navadvip and he went to Jagannath Puri, Nilachal. And at that time, Narayani Devi was 10 years old. She was, later she got married and she went to a village which was named Mamagachi. And there, you know, she was married to a Brahmana whose name was Vaikunthanath Vipra. So he was a Brahmana, but unfortunately, though belonging to a Brahmana family, he was not devoted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, right? He was not devoted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was not a devotee, basically. And they bore a son whose name was, who basically they named as Vrindavan, Vrindavan Das, and later the same Vrindavan Das came to known as Vrindavan Das Thakur, who is the author of Chaitanya Bhagavad. So Vrindavan Das Thakur, he lost his father at a very, very early age, when Vrindavan Das Thakur was just in his childhood. And since then, you know, Narayani Devi now became a widow. So because his father was not a devotee, so nothing much is available about his father, like just only one thing, that his name was such and such, his name was Vaikunthanath Vipra, and he was belonging to a Brahmana family and they were staying in Mamagachi. Only this much information is available. But Vrindavan Das Thakur is mainly known from his maternal side, you know, because maternal side, everyone was devotee of Mahaprabhu. How he was the son of Narayani Devi, who was the niece of Shivas Acharya, Shivas Thakur. So in that, you know, lineage, Vrindavan Das Thakur is known in our Gaudiya literature. So now Narayani Devi became a widow. So definitely some arrangements have to be made to take care of mother and son. So what happened that Narayani Devi came back to Shivas Thakur's place in Navadvip. From Mamagachi, she came back. But Mahaprabhu has already taken sannyas. So Shivas Thakur was also planning to leave that place. Because in staying in that home, Mahaprabhu would come every day, right? So staying in that home bring a lot of memories, and because of that there was intense separation which was unbearable for all of them. So they were planning to move to Kumar Hut, so that you know, because staying in Navadvip, every tree, every place, every corner would remind them of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it was very difficult for them to bear that separation. So they already decided to move to Kumar Hatta. So what happened was, Narayani Devi along with her son Vrindavan Das was sent back to Mamagachi. And there, they were taken care by Vasudeva Dattu. So we know that how Vasudeva Dattu was the most comparing, the most compassionate personality. So he was being an instrumental to take care of Narayani Devi and Vrindavan Das Thakur. So we saw that how Vrindavan Das Thakur was brought under the association of Vasudeva Dattu. Later he was sent to school. He became a wonderful scholar, a learned pandit in Sanskrit, and basically in all the shastras. And he had a great knowledge of, you know, devotional scriptures. Especially he studied in great depth the Srimad Bhagavatam. And the evidence, the Pramana, we will see as we go through the entire Chaitanya Bhagavat, because he quoted a lot of verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. So he had an in-depth knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, and he was also engaged in preaching the glories of Vaishnava Acharyas. So when Vrindavan Das Thakur was 27 years old, Mahaprabhu disappeared from this world. So it has been mentioned that Mahaprabhu disappeared in 1534, whereas Vrindavan Das Thakur was born in 1507. So there was a gap of 27 years. So it is said that, you know, Vrindavan Das Thakur was 27 years old when Mahaprabhu left this planet. Later, he got the association of Sri Nityananda Ram, and he took the initiation directly from Nityananda Prabhu. So he was, Vrindavan Das Thakur was the last disciple of Nityananda Prabhu. It is said that after initiating Vrindavan Das Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu also, a year or two later, he also went to Bumkin Rai, and, you know, he got merged into that Bumkin Rai. Basically, he left this world. So he was the last disciple of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu, after initiating Vrindavan Das Thakur, he basically requested him, instructed him to write a biography of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And just in a 2 years of time frame, Vrindavan Das Thakur completed the entire biography of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he named his book as Chaitanya Mangal. On the other hand, Lochan Das Thakur, who was the disciple of Narhari Sarkar, and Narhari Sarkar was the direct disciple of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Narhari Sarkar also instructed his disciple, Srila Lochan Das Thakur, to translate. Basically, Murari Gupt have written some Sanskrit, you know, verses. It's a very small book, Chaitanya Mangal. And it's a very small book of, you know, verses of Sanskrit verses that Murari Gupt wrote on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But it was in Sanskrit. It was not available to everybody. So Narhari Sarkar instructed Lochan Das Thakur that you translate everything into Bengali and write a book in glorification of, in the of the biography of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So having the orders of his spiritual master, Lochan Das Thakur also completed his book, and he also named his book as Chaitanya Mangal. So Vrindavan Das Thakur was not aware, and even Lochan Das Thakur was not aware. Both of them were not aware that the same book has been, you know, the book has been written on the biography of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the, both the books have been, has the same title. They were not aware of it. So even when we see that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a lot of places, we'll see a couple of verses later, where Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami glorifies Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur and glorifies his book also. So he still mentions as Chaitanya Mangal. So basically, when till the time Chaitanya Charitamrita was written, till that time his book was named as Chaitanya Mangal only. The name was yet not changed. So years later, they came to know that the same book title is there. So at that time, on request of Narayani Devi and all other Vaishnavas, Vrindavan Das Thakur changed the name of his book, and he named it as Chaitanya Bhagavat. Okay? And this is what Chaitanya Bhagavat that we are being referring to and we'll be reading. From Chaitanya Mangal, he changed to Chaitanya Bhagavat. So Vrindavan Das Thakur has, you know, he has a very beautiful Gaurnithai deities, his worshipable Lord. And they are still in Mamgachi, and they are still worshipped by his descendants. So nowhere it is mentioned about the marriage of Vrindavan Das Thakur, but it is said that his spiritual descendants, because he was an initiating spiritual master, so he has a lot of disciples. So one of his disciples, they are still there, they and their descendants are still taking care of those beautiful Gaurnithai deities in Mamgachi. So the language of you know, this Chaitanya Bhagavat is very simple, and it is very, very touching to the heart. As we all know that Vrindavan Das Thakur was a great pandit. So when we read Chaitanya Bhagavat, you will yourself will notice that the language is very, very sweet, and it's so rhyming. And that the entire Bhagavat, Chaitanya Bhagavat, can be sung. It's so beautiful. And so he divided his book into three parts. As we know that Chaitanya Charitamrita is also divided into three parts. That is Adi Leela, Madhya Leela, and Antya Leela. So he also divided as Adi Khanda, Madhya Khanda, and Shesha Khanda. But later, because Prabhupada followed that Antya Leela thing, so they also named this Shesha Khanda as Antya Khanda. Right? So there are three khandas, that is Adi Khanda, Madhya Khanda, and Antya Khanda. Adi Khanda basically deals, you know, mainly comprising about Lord's scholastic pastimes, that how, you know, his childhood pastimes, how he went to school, how he also mastered all the arts. And, you know, that's all basically his childhood pastimes, till the time he took initiation from Ishwara Puri. That is all mentioned in Adi Khanda. In Madhya Khanda, it is mentioned about his, from his initiation to Ishwara Puri Maharaj to his Sannyas Leela, till the time he took Sannyas, basically comprising of the inauguration of Sankirtan movement, you know, the chanting of the holy name of the Supreme, of the Lord that Mahaprabhu propagated, is all described in Madhya Leela. In Antya Khanda, it comprises about Lord's distribution of holy name in Neelachal when he took sannyas. But not much is being described about his Neelachal pastimes. And therefore, there is a very beautiful verse that gives the reason that why Vrindavan Das Thakur didn't describe the entire later pastimes, the sannyasa pastimes of Mahaprabhu, that we'll go through. And later, actually what happened was when Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, you know, he read the entire Chaitanya Bhagavat, and then accordingly he presented his Chaitanya Charitamrita. So that's why we'll see that there are elaborate pastimes, the childhood pastimes of Mahaprabhu being discussed in Chaitanya Bhagavat, and therefore Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has just touched upon those pastimes, not described in detail, because he doesn't want the redundancy to happen. You know, the same thing should not be repeated. And when he came to know that, you know, there is not much later pastimes, the Neelachal pastimes being described, so Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami emphasized on the Antya Leela, that is the Neelachal pastimes, the Jagannath Puri pastimes of Mahaprabhu, in great detail in his book, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this is about just the brief of, the brief history of the author of this book, Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, about Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur. So I'll read few verses, and this is the book actually. It's Chaitanya Bhagavat by Vrindavan Das Thakur. It's a 7-volume book. We do have a PDF also, so those who don't have a book can refer to PDF. And this book has 7 volumes. Like Chaitanya Charitamrita has 9 volumes, but this Chaitanya Bhagavat has 7 volumes. 2 are for Adi Khanda, 3 are for Madhya Khanda, and then 2 are for Antya Khanda. So this book about Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur, the Chaitanya Bhagavat, actually Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he wrote the intense, the commentary of this entire Chaitanya Bhagavat. So the entire commentary that we'll read, a very intense, a very, you know, extensive commentary is being written by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I'm just being distracted with the message. I think so. Uttama Shloka Prabhu is asking for the link. If somebody can share the link of PDF version of this Chaitanya Bhagavat in the group chat, that will be helpful. Okay. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, I'm reading directly from the book. You know, he glorifies, I'll not read the entire, there are a lot of verses, but I'll be just reading few of the verses that glorifies Vrindavan Das Thakur and his book Chaitanya Bhagavat. So he's saying, ओरे मूढ़ा लोक सुना चैतन्य मंगाला चैतन्य महिमा याते जानी बेशकाला. सो सी व्हाट आई वाज रेफरिंग टू दैट ही स्टिल रेफरिंग इन हिज चैतन्य चरितामृत आदि लीला चैप्टर 8 ही इज सेइंग दैट सुना चैतन्य मंगल. सो ही इज स्टिल रेफरिंग टू चैतन्य मंगल. सो दैट मीन्स व्हेन कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी रोट दिस एंटायर Chaitanya Charitamrita, till that time, the book name was not changed. It was still Chaitanya Mangal only. And on the other hand, Lochandas Thakur also wrote Chaitanya Mangal. Okay, so he's saying, Ore Moodha Loka, O foolish people, Shune Chaitanya Mangal. You should read, hear this book. Chaitanya Mahima Yate Jani Veshakal. If you really want to know the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then you should read this book, that is Chaitanya Bhagavat. So this is the Vaishnava etiquettes, you know, he's not overpowering, you know, his work over Vrindavan Das Thakur. Rather, he is saying that my work of Chaitanya Charitamrita is so insignificant that if you really want to know about the glories of Mahaprabhu, then you should read Vrindavan Das Thakur's Chaitanya Bhagavat. So this is the Vaishnava etiquette, not to step over somebody else's service. You know, that's the worst thing that can happen. So we should always give others the opportunity to serve. We should not step on anybody's service. Krishna Leela Bhagavate Kahe Veda Vyasa Chaitanya Leela Ravyasa Vrindavan Dasa. So he's saying that Krishna Leela Bhagavate, Krishna's pastimes, has been written in Srimad Bhagavatam. And who is the author? Vyasadev. Shla Vyasadev is the author. Similarly, Chaitanya Leela. Chaitanya Leela is written in Chaitanya Bhagavat, right? And who is the author? Vrindavan Das Thakur. So Vrindavan Das Thakur has written the entire pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he is compared to just as the Vyasadev. And even Kavi Karnapura in his Gorganosh Deshtipika also writes that Vrindavan Das Thakur is actually the Vyasadev. So Vyasadev incarnated as Vrindavan Das Thakur. These important, what I'm reading, they are being mentioned at the back of every book. These verses are mentioned in the back of every volume of Chaitanya Bhagavata. Chaitanya Naitara Yate Jani Yamahima Yate Jani Krishna Bhakti Siddhante Rasima. He's saying by reading this Chaitanya Mangal, means this Chaitanya Bhagavat, because whenever we'll be referring to as Chaitanya Mangal, it's actually the Chaitanya Bhagavat. So by reading this Chaitanya Bhagavat, one can understand all the glories and truth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, because they are the ultimate conclusion of devotional service. Why? Because if you want to know about Radha and Krishna, you have to worship Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without getting the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, one cannot get the mercy of Radha and Krishna. So that's what Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is mentioning. Chaitanya Mangala Shune Yadi Pashandi Yavana Seha Maha Vaishnava Hayata Takshana. What he's saying that if even the great atheist hears this Chaitanya Mangal, then he immediately becomes a very great devotee. So just imagine, you know, we are still, you know, categorizing ourselves in the aspiring devotee, you know, but he's saying, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying that even if an atheist, some Pashandi or Yavana also hears and this Chaitanya Mangal, then they also become a great devotee. Then very important verse, Manushya Rachite Nare Aicha Grantha Dhanya Vrindavana Dasa Mukhe Vakta Sri Chaitanya. Very beautiful. He's saying that Manushya Rachite Nare, this book is not written by any human being, any living being. You know, this book is so sublime that it is not mentioned that it has been written by a mere mortal soul. Manushya Rachite Nare Aichik Grantha Dhanya, this auspicious Grantha, this Chaitanya Bhagavat, is not written by a mere mortal soul. Vrindavana Dasa Mukhe Vakta Sri Chaitanya. Actually, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself dictated this entire Chaitanya Bhagavat, and it comes out from the lotus mouth of Vrindavan Das Thakur. I'll skip few verses. Nityananda Leela Varnane Haila Avashe Avesha Chaitanya Rashesha Leela Rahila Avesha. So yesterday, Sukhsagari Mataji, I don't know whether she's here today or not, but yesterday she asked this question from Maharaj, that why is there any reason that why Vrindavan Das Thakur was not able to elaborate on the Antalila pastimes, the Neelachal pastimes of Mahaprabhu. So this is the answer that Chaitanya Charitamrita gives. So this is in, I think so, in Adi Leela only. Yeah, in Adi Leela only, he's mentioning, Chaitanya, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions, Nityananda Leela Varanane Haila Avesha, that while writing Chaitanya Bhagavat, especially in the Madhya Khanda, Vrindavan Das Thakur became so ecstatic that he started glorifying his revered spiritual master Nityananda Ram. So he became so ecstatic that he started glorifying, you know, the pastimes of Nityananda Prabhu. And later he realized that the volume of the book has already been so increased. So not to increase further, he stopped there and he just didn't describe the detailed pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nityananda Leela Varnane Haila Avesha. He became Avesh, like he became controlled. He became basically, he was controlled under the ecstasy that he got while describing the pastimes of Nityananda Prabhu. That Chaitanya Shesha Leela Rahila Avesha. That the rest of the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was remained untold, was not being declared by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Vrindavan Dasera Pada Padma Kari Dhyana Tandra Agya Lana Likhi Yahate Kalyana. Now, it is said that, you know, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami basically took permission from Vrindavan Das Thakur before he started writing his Chaitanya Charitamrita. We know that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wrote this Chaitanya Charitamrita when he was in his 90s, right? He was so old, but by the blessings of all the Vaishnavas and Shishi Radha Madan Mohan, his worshipable deity, he started writing this Chaitanya Charitamrita. But he took permission from Vrindavan Das Thakur. Now then, question can be asked that how come, you know, he took permission? One is in Vrindavan, Radha Kund, another is in Mamagachi. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is himself saying that Vrindavana Dasera Pada Padma Kari Dhyana. I meditated in my sadhana. I meditated on the lotus feet of Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur. Tandra Agyalana Likhi Yata Kalyana. That after receiving his mercy, his blessings, then, you know, after receiving his order, I started writing this auspicious scripture, that is Chaitanya Charitamrita. Again, I'll skip few verses because there are a lot, the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita, we'll see that in Adi Leela, Madhya Leela and Anta Leela, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has very beautifully described, glorified Vrindavan Das Thakur and Chaitanya Bhagavata. Chaitanya Mangala te ho likhi ache sthane sthane sei vachana shuna sei parama pramane. Very beautiful. He's saying that in his book Chaitanya Mangal, that is Chaitanya Bhagavat, he has described the pastimes of Mahaprabhu, you know, in many places. So he's saying sei vachana shuna sei pramana pramane. If somebody wants to ask pramana, the evidence, then you don't have to go anywhere. Just refer to the book of Chaitanya Bhagavat and whatever pastimes are mentioned, they themselves are the pramana for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying that I request my readers to hear that book for the best evidence they want. Now, last two verses, I'll just read. This is from Antya Leela. and very, very beautiful. Chaitanya Leela Amrita Sindhu Dugdha Abdi Samana Trishna Rupa Jhari Bhari Teho Kalipana. So what he is saying, Chaitanya Leela Amrita Sindhu, this Chaitanya Leela, the nectarian pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kaviraj Goswami is saying is Dugdha Abdi Samana. Abdi means ocean. Dugdha means milk. It's just like the ocean of milk. The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are like a milk ocean. Trishna Rupa Jhari Bhari Teho Kailapana. What Vrindavan Das Thakur did was Trishna Rupa, as much as thirst he had, what he did to quench his thirst, he Jhari Bhari, he filled his own pitcher into that ocean of milk. You know, he filled up his own pot and he drank that pot. He drank that pot, that ocean, milk ocean, the milk from the ocean that is Krishna Chaitanya Leela, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. So he filled that pitcher and he drank from that ocean till the time he was able to quench his thirst. So Chaitanya Leelamrita Sindhu Dugdha Abdi Samana Trishna Rupa. Till the time, according to his own thirst, Jhari Bhari, he filled his pitcher and Tehi Kelopana, and he drank from that ocean. Tara Jhari Sheshamrita Kichu Mora Dila Tate Ke Bharila Peta Krishna Mora Gela. Then Kaviraj Goswami is saying that whatever remnants of milk that was left in that pot, which Vrindavan Das Thakur was not able to honor, that remnant of milk was given to me by Vrindavan Das Thakur so that I could satisfy my belly. Tate ke bharila peta, so that my pet, my stomach can be filled. Trishna Mora Gela. And now after drinking that remnants of milk that was left by Vrindavan Das Thakur, drinking his remnants, now my thirst is completely satisfied. So this is how Kaviraj Goswami glorifies Chaitanya Bhagavat and its author, that is Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. Now moving on, what the topic says is about Gaudiya Bhashya. So as we said that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Prabhupada, he wrote this commentary on Chaitanya Bhagavat. So a very extensive, detailed commentary was written by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur on Chaitanya Bhagavat, but he also wrote some footnotes on Chaitanya Charitamrita. And we know that how those footnotes have been referred by Prabhupada when he commented on Chaitanya Charitamrita. So he referred to those footnotes of his spiritual master. But this book, the entire commentary is by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So while describing, while writing the purports to this book, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wrote a very few verses, poem, in the form of a poem, Bengali poem, and that is known as Gaudiya Bhashya. So we know that there are very few songs which has been written by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and one famous we all know is Vaishnava K, right? That who is a Vaishnava, on which, you know, His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj has written beautiful commentary on it. So that is one of the song by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But then before writing the purports to Chaitanya Bhagavat, he wrote few verses, and those verses are very important. So I thought that let us go through those verses, and then, you know, maybe from tomorrow onwards, we can start from the very first verse, chapter 1, verse 1 of Chaitanya Bhagavat. So these verses are actually in the summary of chapter 1 only. So these few verses, this Gaudiya Bhashya, and this few verses, Bengali verses that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wrote, are mentioned in this first chapter of Chaitanya Bhagavat. So we know that Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote his Anubhashya, right? His commentary. And Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, he wrote his Gaudiya Bhashya. So there are a few verses. Let us go through each and every verse. There are in total 12. There are 12 verses. We'll quickly go through. And it's very simple. If we hear it clearly, you know, you'll understand the meaning. You know, you don't have to really fight for it. It's very simple meaning. It's very simple words. We'll go through in the next 15, 20 minutes. Try to end it. Okay, so we'll start. Ashray, this is the same Tripadi meter that we have been singing the verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita Antalila. Ashraya Vishaya Dvaya Anyo Anya Sambhoga Maya Radha Krishna Madhurya Dekhaya Vipralamba Bhava Maya Shri Chaitanya Dina Shraya Dui Mele Audarya Leelaya. So what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is saying, that Ashraya Vishaya Dvaya, this Ashraya Tattva and Vishaya Tattva, and that is our worshipable Lord Radha and Krishna. So the worshipable Lord and his devotee, Lord and his devotee, they enjoy each other's association. How? In the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So Ashraya Vishaya Dvaya Anyo Anya Sambhoga Maya, in their sweet pastimes of sambhoga, of union. And what is that? Radha Krishna Madhurya Dekhaya, in their Madhurya Leela pastimes. But same pastimes is Vipralamba Bhava Maya Shri Chaitanya Dina Shraya Dui Mile Audarya Vilaya. But when the same Radha and Krishna, this Ashraya and Vishya Tattva, when they combine together as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Dina Ashraya, who is the shelter of the fallen souls, you know, then Dui Mile Audarya Vilaya, then the same personification of this entire Madhurya Leela gets converted into Audarya, the magnanimity, the magnanimous. Vipralamba Bhava, in service of separation. So as Radha and Krishna, it was Madhurya Leela. But as Mahaprabhu, when same Radha and Krishna combined together as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then it is the personification of Audarya Leela, right? The magnanimity. That's why this Mayapur Dham is also known as Audarya Dham, right? There even Narsingha Dev is in his Audarya Leela. He is very, very merciful, very, very compassionate. Right? Bhaktaraya Ramananda Gauravraja Yuva Dvandva Dekhi Nija Bhava Siddha Chakshe Sei Kale Raya Bhupa Krishnera Sanyasi Rupa Nahi Pae Sadhakara Lakshe. So when he's saying that when the confidential devotee of Sri Gaura and Sri Ramanandaraya, this Ramanandaraya, who is the confidential devotee of Gaura, of Mahaprabhu, when he saw with his chakshu, with his divine eyes, he saw the combined form of Radha and Krishna in Mahaprabhu, he was not able to see that sannyasi form of Krishna. He was able to see basically what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is saying, that Rai Ramananda, he himself witnessed that Krishna Chaitanya, who is in sannyasi form, is none another than the combined form of Radha and Krishna. Radha Bhave Nija Bhranti Suvalita Radha Kanti Audarya Madhurya Aprakasha Audarya Madhurya Brahma Nakaribe Tahi Shrama Bole Prabhu Vrindavana Dasa. So what Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying, that once we are absorbed in the mood of Radha and Krishna, you know, being absorbed in the mood of Radha, how? Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is in Radha Bhav, right? So he is absorbed in the mood of Radha. So that Krishna, who is absorbed in the mood of Radha, he forgets himself. And he took on the the complexion and the mood of Srimati Radharani. The conjugal pastimes of the Lord are his magnanimous pastimes. So what Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying, that one should not labor hard to find the conjugal pastimes in the Vipralamba pastimes. Means, don't labor hard to find that Madhurya Bhav in the Audharya Bhav. Right? When same Radha and Krishna, they are separate, they are in their Madhurya Bhav. When they combine together as Mahaprabhu, they are in the Audharya Bhav. So they are separate, right? So don't try to mix. But how will we understand? How can we understand that Madhurya pastimes just following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is depicting his Audharya Leela. So to understand his Madhurya Leela, following the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how can we understand? Then he's saying, Gandharvi ka chitta hari, Krishna yogya kripa kari, Radha vina tino karunaya. Kangala dine rasava, Shri Chaitanya dayarava, Tanre sevitaha siddhahaya. So he's saying that to understand the pastimes of Lord Krishna, it can be only possible when you hear the topics. Actually, in the next verse he says, but in this verse in Gandharvika Chittahari, he is saying, Gandharvika Girdhari is actually the worshipable deity of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So he is saying, one who enchants the heart of Gandharvika, Radha, and who bestows mercy on his qualified devotees, on his yoga krip, those who are yogya, those who are eligible, who does not belong to any other, only Srimati Radharani. The perfection of attaining his lotus feet is achieved only by serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kangala dinera sava, Shri Chaitanya dayanava. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in his audarya form, is the most merciful, is the most magnanimous, is an ocean of mercy. Right? So if you want to know about Srimati Radharani, if you want to know about the conjugal pastimes, you must follow the footsteps of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because he's saying, Chaitanya nitai katha sunila hridaya vyatha chiratare yaha sunischita. Krishna anuraga hai vishaya ashakti shai shrota labhe nijja nitya hita. So what he's saying, that one, when we hear the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Nitai Katha together, Sunila Hridaya Vyatha. As soon as we hear, definitely all our, the pangs of anarthas that is there in the heart, it gets destroyed. Sunischita means confirmed. Chiratare Yaya Sunischita, Chirkalta, forever. Forever those anarthas will be destroyed if we hear the pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Because how it happens? As soon as we hear, Krishna anuragahaya, we get attachment towards Krishna. Vishaya ashakti saya, and all the attachment to the material enjoyments get detached. We don't get attachments to our material enjoyment. Shrota labhe nija nitya hita. And therefore, if you want your nija hita, your own advancement, then yes, if you really want to know, then you have to study the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Bhagavate Krishna katha vyasera lekhina yatha tara marma vrindavane jani. Shri Chaitanya Bhagavate varne anurupamate gaura Krishna eke karamani. So Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying, Bhagavate Krishna katha, just as we have understood the topics of Krishna as described by Vyasa, Vyasera Lekhini Yatha, as been described by Srila Vyasadeva, how we have understood the pastimes of Krishna. In the same way, if we want to understand the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we have to study this Chaitanya Bhagavata. right? Who is Gaura Krishna Ekakaramani. Why? Because in this, Vrindavan Das Thakur has accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as non-different from Krishna. They are one. Jai Krishna, Jai Gaura, Sai Krishna, Sai Jagannath. Gaurera Gaurava Leela, Shuddha Tattva Prakashila, Ye Nitai Dasa Vrindavana, Tanara Padabjadhari, Anukshana Shiropari, Gaudiya Bhashe Rashakalana. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada is writing that Gaurera Gaurava Leela, these glorious pastimes of Mahaprabhu have been revealed by who? By Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. Who else would have done it? So he has revealed the entire beautiful pastimes in his book. And he's saying, Eye Nitai Dasa Vrindavan. And this Vrindavan is the direct disciple of Nityananda Prabhu. Tanara Padabjadhari. So I am following in the footsteps of Vrindavan Das Thakur. And I always keep my head on his lotus feet. Anukshana Shiropari. I take his lotus feet and keep it on my head. And taking his blessings, taking the dust of the lotus feet of Vrindavan Das Thakur, I, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, is writing this Gaudiya Bhashya. Shri Chaitanya Bhagavata Leela Mani Markata Chaitanya Nitai Katha Sara Shuni Sarva Shana Karne Sahasra Mukhate Varne Grantha Raja Mahima Apara. So now Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is glorifying that this Chaitanya Bhagavat is the collection of the jewel-like pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. And anyone who hears and chants with his thousand mouth, Sahastra Mukhate Varane, you have to describe as if you have thousand mouth and you are describing the glories of Chaitanya Bhagavat. Why? Because this is Granthraj. This is just like we say, Srimad Bhagavatam is the Granth Raj, right? Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. So therefore, this is also Granth Raj, Mahima Apa, right? It's Mahima, its glorification is insurmountable. You cannot, it's unsurpassable. So this is also Granth Raj. This Chaitanya Bhagavat is also Granth Raj. Four more verses. Shri Bhakti Vinoda Pada Yate Nashe Bhogi Gada Shudha Bhakti Yahate Prachara Likhite Gaudiya Bhashya Rahu Chitte Tava Dasya Yachi Prabho Karuna Tomara. So in this verse, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is offering his obeisances to his Shiksha Guru, also his father, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So he's saying Bhakti Vinod Thakur has already preached this process of pure devotional service, right? So I am writing this Gaudiya Bhashya and I beg for his mercy, for the mercy of my Shiksha Guru, that if you so desire, then please, you know, I want to serve and be at your lotus feet. Hari Vinodera Asha Bhagavate Vyakhya Bhasha Kunja Seva Kari Bayatane Bhakata Karuna Haile Sarva Siddhi Tava Mele Nahi Rakhe Anya Ashe Mane. So he's saying, by the desire of Lord Hari and by the desire of Vinodera, that is Bhakti Vinod Thakur, his Shiksha Guru, also his father, he's saying, I'm writing this commentary on Chaitanya Bhagavat. And I will attentively serve their lordships in their kunjas. You know, kunja seva karibayatane. I will always serve the lordships in their kunjas. And by the mercy of the devotees, one can achieve all perfection. Therefore, I do not keep any other desire in my mind. Nahi rakhi anya asha mane. I don't have any other desire but just to serve the lordships in their kunjas and to beg mercy of Hari and of course my Shiksha Guru, that is Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Now in the next verse, he is glorifying his Diksha Guru, who is Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. And he's saying, Shuddha Bhakta Murti Man Shuneyan Rakana Shri Chaitanya Bhagavata Gana Shri Gaura Kishora Vara Ei Dasera Guru Vara Sada Kripa Kare Mora Dana. So he's saying that the pure devotees, Shuddha Bhakti Murtiman, the pure devotees who are the personification of the pure devotional service, the pure devotees of the Lord, they hear and chant this Chaitanya Bhagavat. It's so auspicious. And then he's saying, Shri Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, who is my Diksha Guru, my spiritual master, I always beg for his mercy, that Sadha Kripa Kare Moradana, that he always showered his blessings on me. Then the last verse, Shivarshubhanavi Devi Ashlita Daite Sevi Yena Chari Aparadha Ghora Shiva Japatane Vasi Gandharvike Dvita Nishti Giridhari Seva Paitora. So very again beautiful verse. Shri Varshabhanavi Devi. Who is Varshabhanavi Devi? Shrimati Radharani, right? The daughter of Vishubhanu. But Ashlita Daita Sevi. But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's name is also Shri Varshabhanavi Daita Das. That's what's his name. So he is referring his name as Shri Varshabhanavi Daita Das. He's saying, I, Varshabhanavi Daita Das, is desiring to serve my beloved lordship, who is Shri Varshabhanavi Devi, by giving up Chari Aparadha Ghoram, by giving up all the offenses, especially the offense of Vaishnava Prad, the Prad of finding faults in the Vaishnava, criticizing Vaishnava, which is the biggest mad elephant offense. So what he's saying, that I'm giving up, I, Vrishabhanavi Daita Das, is giving up these all offenses and wants to serve my beloved lordship, who is Varshabhanavi Devi, who is Srimati Radharani. And what's their name is Gandharvika Giridhari. So he's saying, O Gandharvika Giridhari, I pray day and night, Devanishi, you know, day and night, Gandharvike Divanishi, day and night I'm praying to you, while sitting where? Shri Vrajapatane Vasi, while sitting in Shri Vrajapatana, that is in Mayapur, I am here praying to all of you so that I can serve my worshipable Lord, Shri Gandharvika Giridhari. So that's the worshipable deity's name of Shri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So in this mood, he is praying to his worshipable Lord, to his revered spiritual master, God Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, to his Shiksha Guru, his father, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, to Vrindavan Das Thakur, to Nityananda Prabhu, and he's praying and begging the mercy so that he can write the commentary on Chaitanya Bhagavat. So this is the entire thing, and I'll just read one paragraph because that is the direct words of Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So it's just a one paragraph, and I'll just go through, just read it. So please bear with me. The original name of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat was Sri Chaitanya Mangal. As Sri Lochandas Thakur, the disciple of Narhari Sarkar Thakur, wrote another book named Sri Chaitanya Mangal, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur later changed the name of his own book to Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat in order to differentiate the two books. When Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami refers to Sri Chaitanya Mangal in his Chaitanya Charitamrita, he is referring to this Chaitanya Bhagavat. It is said that Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur changed the name of his book to Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by the desire of Srimati Narayani Devi, his mother. Anyway, as in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the pastimes of Krishna are described, in this book, the pastimes, particularly the Navadvip pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Dev, who is non-different from the son of Nanda, are described. So we'll see in this Chaitanya Bhagavat, as we go through verses, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been referred as Chaitanya Dev by Vrindavan Das Thakur. So Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita deals more with Sri Chaitanya's pastimes as a sannyasi in Neelachala, and therefore may be accepted as a supplement to Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur's book, because in this Chaitanya Bhagavat, not much pastimes of Neelachala has been described. This great book is divided into three parts, Adi, Madhya, and Antya Khanda. The Lord's later pastimes in Neelachal are not described in these books. Such later pastimes were also not described by Murari Gupta in his book, Sri Chaitanya Charita. So Chaitanya Charita was translated by Lochan Das Thakur into Chaitanya Mangal. So the later pastimes of Mahaprabhu as Sannyasi in Neelachal has been described only in Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. We cannot find those pastimes either in Chaitanya Bhagavat, nor in Chaitanya Mangal, and nor in Murari Gupta's Chaitanya Charit. So on that note, we'll end up. And text one is again the introductory verse, Ajaan Ulambita Bhujo Kanaka Vedhatav. So that verse we will, because it has extensive detailed meaning, word by word meaning, very elaborate commentary is being given. So that we will see tomorrow. So thank you all so much. We'll stop here. Thank you for your association, and really pray along with all of you that we may dive deep into this Chaitanya Bhagavat, carrying the real mood of humility, gratefulness, and, you know, our mood of worship towards Chaitanya Dev, towards our worshipable Lord Nitai, Gaur Nitai. Okay? So thank you all so much. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, very nice. Very nice. I know this pasture. Gaudiya pasture. It's very, very nicely. Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada written. Is there any way to get a copy of it? Or can you put one up?
Mataji, I sent already in all the WhatsApp. Hare Krishna.
Mataji, you are speaking on mute. Mataji, I'll send you the link. It's written in the chat box, but I'll send you personally on your WhatsApp. But that's only the PDF version.
Thank you. It's very nice.
Thank you so much, Mataji. For the very, very nice summary of these verses.
Turn right at the traffic light, then take the first.
Okay, Priti, lastly, Mataji, go ahead.
She's on mute, I think so.
Thank you, Kirtana Mataji. I don't know if I'm audible, but thank you so much. For the very nice summary of these 12 verses and also the background story.
Turn left at the traffic light.
I was curious to see if, what was Murari Gupta's work called as? I totally forgot.
Chaitanya Charit.
Okay. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much. Thank you for these clarifications. Hare Krishna.
Only it's mostly in Sanskrit, which was later translated by Lochan Das Thakur in Bengali. And that is
all. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else has any questions?
Yeah, actually, Hare Krishna, Mataji. I had the exact same question about Murari Gupta's book, and I couldn't hear properly. Did you say Chaitanya Charit?
Yes, you're right. Chaitanya Charit.
Ah. Okay, and his book focuses mainly on which aspects of Chaitanya's person?
Chaitanya Charit, which Lochan Das Thakur translated, actually in Chaitanya Mangal, there is very beautiful description of how Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and Mahaprabhu took permission from Vishnu Priya Devi Dasi, Devi, and from his mother Shachi. So, very beautifully been described nobody has described, not even Chaitanya Charitamrita, not even in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But that describes very beautifully about how Mahaprabhu took permission from Vishnu Priya and from Mother Shachi. The night before he took sannyas, the dialogue happened. That is very beautifully and extensively described in Chaitanya Mangal. Also, where Mahaprabhu, you know, because we know that how Mahaprabhu used to hear this Dhruva pastimes and Prahlad pastimes, right? So Mahaprabhu would refer to his mother, Shachi Devi, that, you know, Dhruva was 5 years old and he went to the forest and he got Krishna. But why he got Krishna? Because he was given permission by his mother Suniti to go to the forest. So even I want to have Krishna and I want your permission. So these are some very beautiful exchanges that happened, which is being described in detail in Chaitanya Mangal. And also a few...
In Chaitanya Mangal?
In Chaitanya Mangal. That is in Murari Gupta's Chaitanya Charit. Because Murari Gupta's Chaitanya Charit is in Sanskrit and Lochan Das Thakur Chaitanya Mangal is in Bengali. But the book content is same.
Wait a minute. I'm getting confused now because you said that Murari Gupta's book is Chaitanya Charit, but you're describing what's happening in Chaitanya Mangal.
That's what I'm saying, that Murari Gupta, he wrote Chaitanya Charit, but he wrote in Sanskrit, which was not accessible to common people. Okay? So, Narhari Sarkar, he told his disciple, Lochan Das Thakur, to write this entire Chaitanya Charit into Bengali.
Uh-huh.
And then he translated this Murari Gupta's Chaitanya Charit, which was in Sanskrit. Lochan uh-huh. translated that entire book into Bengali and he named it as Chaitanya Mangal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you said one description is there is how he asked permission from Vishnu Priya and Sachimata. And
other childhood pastimes are also very beautifully described in Chaitanya.
You mentioned one other pastime just now. It totally went up my head. You were just now describing.
No, he was just how he was seeking permission from Sachi Devi. So Mahaprabhu was referring that how Dhruva Maharaj, he got.
Oh, yeah.
Because he took.
Yeah. So
I want your permission to please so that I can take sannyas and I can go ahead and meet Krishna, I can get Krishna.
Yeah. Thank you, Mataji. And then I also missed you were answering Sukhasagri Mataji's question. Can you repeat the question and answer, please?
Her question was, she asked a question to Maharaj that why Vrindavan Das Thakur was not able.
Your sound is.
Why Vrindavan Das Thakur was not able to write the detailed description of Mahaprabhu taking sannyas, means Neelachal pastime, his Jagannath Puri pastime. So, to answer to that, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in his Chaitanya Charitamrita, he writes that Vrindavan Das Thakur, while writing Chaitanya Bhagavat, in Madhya Leela, while describing the description of the meeting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, he became so ecstatic that he started describing the pastimes of Nityananda Prabhu. And later, when he wrote the entire pastimes of Nityananda Prabhu, he thought that now the book has become very voluminous. Increased in size. So therefore he was not able to describe the Neelachal pastimes and he stopped there itself. That's what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says. And that's the words. Nityananda Leela Varnane Haila Avesha Chaitanyara Shesha Leela Rahila Avashesha. And he became so ecstatic. He forgot, you know, he basically, the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained untold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he figured it was going to be too voluminous to write about that also. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay.
Thank you. External reason. The internal reason is that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is supposed to give the credit.
Uh-huh.
Left for him, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He wrote the entire Antalila pastimes.
Okay. Thank you, Mataji.
I really request everyone that how the enthusiasm that you all have shown in Chaitanya Charitamrita, please show the same enthusiasm while reading Chaitanya Bhagavat, because we have already read its glories, that how glorious this book is, that even Pashandis can be turned into devotees. What to talk about we aspiring devotees. So even if they can be turned into devotees, that why can't we? So we'll also get immense Krishna prema, provided we have the same sincerity in reading and hearing this Chaitanya Bhagavat. So I really request, please show the same enthusiasm. Thank you. Okay, Uttama Shloka Prabhu, you have some question?
Krishna, I had a dream 1 month ago that it shows me the January 3. I said, what's going to happen on January 3? And then today I realized that January 3, nothing happened to me in materialistic, but this Chaitanya Bhagavata started. So look like he wants me to join this group of Chaitanya and listen this Chaitanya Bhagavata.
That's the best thing that happened. Yes.
Yeah, I thought that maybe something's going to happen in January, you know, first day off is a Monday. Chaitanya Bhagavat started, so let me join. Thank you, Mataji, Hare Krishna, for starting this wonderful Chaitanya Bhagavat.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much for your association.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharajas. Thank you so much, Mataji, for the wonderful, wonderful class. I know you're not well, but still you pulled up yourself and such a beautiful class. And very, very grateful. As you say, Pashandis can change. I know I'm a Pashandi. I'm not a devotee yet. But by your blessing, by all of your association and blessings and mercy, I may become someday devotee by the mercy of all the Vaishnavas. And thank you. Very, very grateful for bringing it up. Because, you know, in a class of Srimad Bhagavatam, Keshavananda Prabhu, he said, do not die before you read Chaitanya Bhagavat. He said that. And from that time, I was telling my Prabhu that, you know, I have to read before I die. I have to read Chaitanya Bhagavat, because he said, do not die before reading Chaitanya Bhagavat. Since that day, I had the desire. Of course, I have not done completely. I mean, I did attend some of the classes, but not all. But still, I would like to love to listen to Chaitanya Bhagavat. Thank you so much for bringing this opportunity to us. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam. And once again, thank you and get well soon. We need you healthy. So please take care, you and Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam, Mataji. Hare Bo.
Pranam. Thank you so much, Anuradha Mataji. And I guarantee you that you will relish more than any one of us, because you have the same Bengali background. And when you read these Bengali verses, you know, really that Rasagulla melts in your mouth. For me, I really repent that I don't have the accent. But if you say these verses in that Bengali accent, it's so, so, so soothing to ears and so beautiful, so enriching to our heart. So I'm pretty sure you'll relish more.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Okay.
Hare Krishna, Kirtida Sundari Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to all the Guru Vargas, and all glories to you, Mataji, for coming and serving in spite of your illness. And it has been quite a rough journey, but still you were here and you are so enthusiastic and you're ready to share this wonderful nectar with all of us, Mataji. Very interesting start, and I'm so excited. Okay, it is for the Pashandis, it is definitely for me to actually hear from each one of you, so that I can also somehow escape from this horrible material world. So thank you so much, Mataji, for the session. I think it was, I don't have any questions, Mataji. I did have some in between, but I'll get back to it later. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hope you feel better soon, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Mataji. I know even I was worried that every 5 minutes I have to drink water. But by the mercy of Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, it just went in a good flow. And very true, when I speak about Chaitanya Leela, I feel very blessed. And it was a great opportunity for me also. I tried to escape this opportunity, but by Nitai's mercy, I got it. So I availed it. So thank you to all of you.
Yeah. I was witnessing how you were trying to hand it over, but it just kept coming back. It was like a boomerang. It just keeps on coming back to you. So definitely this session, we actually are blessed to hear from you today, Mataji. Thank you so much.
All for my purification. Thank you, Mataji. Okay, I think so. What's his name?
Vinita Mataji is speaking actually, but we can't hear Mataji again.
Can somebody address this? Uttama Shloka Prabhu is saying, please add this number in the group. Hare Krishna, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji. Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me now, Mataji?
Yes, Mataji? I can very well hear you.
Okay. I keep on disconnecting my audio and joining back. I think that's not disturbing. So I joined back. So, Mataji, thank you so much for such a beautiful class, Mataji. It was very nice. I really like the take home point from today's class. Is like, it's not just like we wanted our all glorification or my name should come up or my friends should come out. It is to be humble and let people know. We are just we have to try to give the opportunity. But like what I saw in the you are all very much very good. Get that all 20% alone. But you all gave us opportunity to do this service. Thank you so much, Mataji. Mataji and yourself, we all can easily handle it.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much. Thank you for your kind words. Okay, anything else?
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Lakshmi Mataji.
Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, and thank you so much for your session. And all the verses that you were singing in Bengali was nectarian to our ears. I feel like hearing again and again and again. So thank you so much for sharing it. And when I heard that you are not well, it didn't sound that way. So thank you so much. And please bless us that we have to attend these classes daily and we have to listen it so attentively. To get Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu's blessings. Hari Bol Mataji, thank you so much for taking your time. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much, Lakshmi Mataji. And all my prayers are definitely there. Blessings will come from Gaura Nithai, but we have to be sincere enough that, out of 24 hours, we can take out this 1 hour, one and a half hour to hear this Chaitanya Bhagavat. And if we don't have time like to hear live, then make sure that we hear recording, or at least we can go through those verses. So that way we'll cover verse by verse of this Chaitanya Bhagavat. Thank you for your association.
Hare Krishna Mataji, thank you so much for this wonderful nectarian class in spite of your health. Thank you, and I bow down to your sincerity, Mataji, and your dedication to Krishna's Krishna Bhakti. Mataji, just a personal realization. Actually, many, many years ago, when I was like very, very new, I was just introduced to Krishna consciousness. I was somehow, you know, attracted to reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. I had no idea that I should not be reading it this soon. I thought you can pick up any book and read. But somehow I took the abridged form, not the entire one. There's one abridged form written by some devotee. Yeah. But I just could, yeah, I think you know, you must be knowing that.
Yeah.
But then I could not even finish half the book. But now I realize that actually reading it with the devotees and with the senior devotees, it opens up so much. It reveals so much to you and I enjoyed it so much. Unfortunately, I have not been able to, you know, attend the initial classes of the Chaitanya Charitamrita because I did not know about this group. But it seems like Krishna fulfilled it by starting this Bhagavad because it describes the Adi Leela. And fortunately, we are also doing this with Adi Gadadhar Prabhu our own Bhakti Vikshaya since a year now. So it's very nectarian to keep hearing it over and over again. And thank you so much, Mataji, for this wonderful class. And please, my prayers that you recover and you get well soon. Mataji, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Parima Mataji. And I know you have already been attending Adi Gadadhar Prabhu session. So definitely they are on a very high class.
Mataji, I never compare. Nectar is sweet. It doesn't matter from where you drink it. So I don't care.
His classes are just the ripened mangoes. My classes, you can say that unripened.
No. Everywhere, from wherever you taste about Lord Chaitanya, it's always very sweet, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
His lilas are always sweet, that's for sure.
I agree with Parima Mataji. Mataji, when we read, I am talking about myself. Hardly 15, 17 or 18 minutes I can read. But still not clear all the doubts, Mataji. But whether you give a class or Adi Gadadhar Prabhu or Aji Kritita Sundari Mataji, Aji Priti Vilasani or Aji Lalitangi Mataji given a class, Mataji, it's directly touched to heart. We are cooking when we are making, we are hearing Sisi Chaitanya Charitamrita Mataji, but still we remember Leelas Mataji because you all are so pure Vaishnavi Mataji. Hari Hari Gauranga, Koti Koti Danvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Yes, Mataji, please forgive me for one thing that one day I told you that when there is a my turn to give a class, I keep a 15 to 17 books in mere aaju baaju mein rakha tha. So Mataji, it's not easy to give a class. And one day I told Mataji, there is so many books you are given a class to us, but it is not easy to give a class. By the mercy of Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our Guru Parampara, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, we are able to give a class, Mataji. Please forgive me that one day I told that, Mataji, you are taking so many books and given a nectar to us. For that, you are reading so many books. Anant Koti Danvat Pranam to your Seva. Hari Hari Gauranga. Praying for your good health, Mataji. Please forgive me. Koti Koti Danvat Pranam. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji, for your prayers. And no forgiveness. That's true. You know, it's not easy. When you have to say something, we have to say it with, you know, with Praman, with evidence, with some proof. Right, so we just cannot randomly say anything. So whatever we have to say, we have to make sure that, you know, whatever we are saying is to the mark. So for that, we have to refer a lot of scriptures. So yes, even I do. Till today, I have to refer a lot, you know, to prepare for one class. It's not easy even for me. It's not that I have become a pro now. No, and we should never think that we have become pro. That's the ultimate thing. Even if we have given or delivered thousands and thousands of lectures, but if we develop the same humility that I still have to refer a lot and I don't know anything, that will take us to the right mood. So till today, I get nervous. Till today, I get, you know, tensed, anxiety, and anxious when I have to give class. So it happens. And yes, Mataji. But thank you, Mataji. Thank you,
Mataji. Koti Koti Danvat Pranam.
Danvat Pranams. Okay. So I think so.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dhanavad Pranams, Al Guru Srila Prabhupada and Radha Neela Madhava. Thanks for such nice class, Mataji. Mataji, I joined late, so I just want to know the difference. Like, what is the difference in, like, I heard all the classes, like half of like Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Leelamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat. So what is the difference on all the three, all of these three, Mataji? Or I just wanted to know exactly what is the difference, or is it the same?
Yeah, Mataji, Chaitanya Leela is same, but the only thing is that the difference between three books, all these different books written by different authors, is their mood. Some will describe more about childhood pastimes, and like Vrindavan Das Thakur, he has given extensive childhood pastimes in his Chaitanya Bhagavat. All the pastimes that we were hearing yesterday from Maharaj's lotus mouth is actually from Chaitanya Bhagavat. And Chaitanya Charitamrita doesn't describe much on this. Whereas Chaitanya Charitamrita describes about the shiksha, the tattva, that is Rupa Shiksha, Sanatana Shiksha, how we have to be, you know, how we have to imbibe those teachings of Mahaprabhu in our life. Shikshamrita, the Chaitanya Shikshashtakam, you know, it's given nowhere except in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The Rathyatra pastimes and the Neelachal, the Jagannath Puri pastimes when Mahaprabhu was in his intense Radha Bhav. Then all things have been described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Whereas Vrindavan Das Thakur was more into his childhood pastimes. He described extensively about childhood pastimes. And then also, like Indulekha Mataji is asking, that Chaitanya Bhagavat also cover a lot of Nityananda Prabhu's pastimes also. In Madhya Leela, we'll find a lot of Nityananda Prabhu's pastimes are also described, which we find nowhere except in Chaitanya Bhagavat. So all these books, definitely, in one sense, you can say they are Chaitanya Leela. They are the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. They are the pastimes of Gaura Nitai. But how they have described and which Leela they have described, they have different, you know, Leelas being described in their different books. So that's how the difference is. But as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when I read the paragraph in last, he's saying that this books, Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita, they basically supplement each other, right? Because Chaitanya Bhagavat is more into Adi Leela pastimes and that Charitamrita is more into Madhya and Antya Leela pastimes. So they both supplement each other. So basically we have to read both the books. This is how we have to understand. Hope that...
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Mataji. Thanks a lot. And please get well soon. We all pray for your, you know, well-being. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Okay, so we don't have any questions. Hope that number has been added in the group, which Uttama Shloka Prabhu shared. So please add that number. Okay.
We saved it, Mataji. We'll add it.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so we'll stop here. Okay, Kamadiki Mataji, you want to take over?
Yeah. Thank you very much, Mataji, for very, very enlightening, ecstatic class today. And we are very grateful to you. And we look forward to your association again and again and again. And I hope that you get better soon.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you. With all your prayers and blessings, now I'm pretty sure that I'll recover soon.
Permission, we can end the call now. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripasandhubhya yavacha patitanam bhavanejo vaitpavyam. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.
Tilakam Bhagavatam
ki jai.
Bhagavatam ki jai. And Bhagavatam.
Jai Kirti Dasundari Mataji ki jai. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Mataji, get well soon, okay? Koti koti jan bachpana, Mataji, please take care. Yeah, koti koti jan.
Thank you so much for joining today.
Dev protect you, Hari Bol.
Hari Krishna. Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Hari Krishna.